Hey, happy Monday, Lazy Parenting Squad. Ooh, the voice is a bit rough today. I had a pretty busy weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. The reason why my voice is a little bit crackly today is I was yelling and screaming all weekend. I was at the cheer gym. I think if you've been following me for a while, you know that I own a Cheer Sport Sharks Vancouver location here in Canada. If you are in Canada, you might have heard of the gym and the Ontario gym and their flagship team, the Great Whites, who were featured on a Netflix show called Cheer Squad, which aired here in Canada, but I'm not sure if it was in the U.S. There's the U.S. Netflix show called Cheer, but this was called Cheer Squad, and it was all about their journey to Worlds. Anyways, our location here in BC participated in a virtual live competition on the weekend, because we're still under restrictions, so we can't have in-person competitions yet. And it was a lot, long 24 to 14-hour days, and very stressful, because coaching always is, because you really just want the athletes to do well, have fun, be proud of themselves. And if you know anything about the cheer world, which I'm going to assume that you don't, this event was special because it was a bid event, which means our flagship team at the Vancouver location, my adult women's team, was trying to earn a bid to be able to go to the World Championships in Florida in April. And now they've done their routines and we don't find out until tomorrow night. So I am a little bit nervous for them because now we have to wait. But they really did two great routines and I am super proud of them. So today, that was a little off-tangent course I went, but today we're going to get back to our regular schedule. And here on the podcast, I want to finish up the series on how do you get your kids to listen to you? I shared in episodes, I think it was 59 to 62, the first really important steps that can help you if you are struggling with this. And today I want to wrap it all up with two bonus tips that work wonders and I think that you might not be using. Hello and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. Remember that the lazy parenting way is all about respect, mutual respect, respect between us and our kids. So if we can remember that when we're asking something of our kids or reminding them of a chore or just speaking to them in general, then that means we should be speaking to them as we would want someone speaking to us, right? So bonus tip number one is to say thank you in advance. Meaning, can you preemptively say something like, thanks, Katie, for putting your dishes in the dishwasher when you finish breakfast. I will really appreciate that. Or saying, thank you for putting your socks in the washing machine right away when we walk inside as you come home from a walk. I always talk about socks because with four kids, that's 8 random socks I find lying around the house. One of my kids' annoying habits. And yes, I work on it every day with them. When we set our expectations for behavior in advance, we really are giving them a gentle nudge in the right direction and showing them how much we appreciate them doing their part in running the house and that we trust them to get it done. And trust me, this works way better than yelling out after the fact. Bonus tip number two is to observe rather than reprimand. Again, watching how we correct and redirect behavior is the key to lazy parenting. If you see something that hasn't been done, try making an observation instead. Katie, I see your socks are on the floor. What can you do about that? Or, what's your plan for the dish you left on the table? Sometimes these gentle nudges can help you avoid the power struggles and arguments and yelling that come. Now, if your child answers back, nothing, or yeah, so what? I'm going to say there's some bigger issues at play and we have to go back to the beginning. But if they say, yep, I just had to go to the bathroom, I'll put it away in just a minute, you can follow up with. Awesome. Thanks so much for doing that. I appreciate your help. I really think this idea of making your children feel like they are an important part of the house and how it runs, and that we can't do it without them, helps them feel connected to the family. And let's be real, take some of the burden off of us, which it should be. We should not be doing it all. If we do it all, our children are going to grow up expecting the same from their partner one day. I truly believe we have to teach our kids to be self-sufficient and able to do all the things for themselves. And that starts at home. Okay, so I went a little off course here. We were talking about getting kids to listen and veered into chores and expectations. But they really are all connected, right? And the bigger piece that connects all of us in the family is the respectful way we speak to each other and help each other out. We ask them for help and they ask us for help. It works both ways. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.